if marriage is linked by fog, as Gandharva marriage, simply by changing the garland. In the Kali Yuga, the other kinds of marriage selected by the parents, that is not possible. Therefore, one of the marriage systems, Gandharva marriage, is accepted as simply by changing the garland and promising Shikara Vaiva Yudvahari. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavat. In the Kali Yuga, simply by accepting, the man accepts the woman as wife, and the woman accepts the man as husband, that is Vibha. Shikara Vaiva Hi Udvahari. Udvahari is Vibha. Simply by accepting, because other things had not possible. And without marriage, that is not civilized life. Because in the animal society, there is no marriage. But in any form of civilized society, there is marriage. Everyone has got sex appetite. That's all. Marriage is allowed like a baby sister. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that dharma virubhya kamasmi. Kama, lust, which is not against religious principles, that is I am. So, marriage is essential. So far our society is concerned, we don't allow anybody to remain in our society as friend, girlfriend or boyfriend. No. They must be married. And these boys and girls, after being married, they are treated nicely. All my students who are married, they are saying preaching words more than sermon. Yes. In the Kali Yuga, practically it is forbidden. Sannyasam palapaitu sam palau pancha vivarya. Atsanidam gavalambham. Asvamedham gavalambham sanyasam palapaitisam devarema sukatpatti kalau pancha divarja. Formally, there is a system: if the husband is unable, then a son can be begotten by the husband's younger brother. Devarena. But in these days, Kali Yuga, that is forbidden. Similarly, Ashwamedha Yagya, Gomedha Yagya is also forbidden. Because there is no Jagyik Brahman. Formerly, an animal was put into the fire, sacrificed, and by Vedic mantra, it was given a new fresh life. That was the state of Vedic mantra pronounced. But that is not possible now. In the Kali Yuga, the only yoga is the Sankirtan yoga. Krishna Vannam Sikhakrishnam Sanga Panga Saparsadam Jagdai Sankhi Tanai Prayai Jaganti Hishumena. Those who are highly intellectual, Sumedasa, they perform the Sankhirtan Yagya. And by that Sankhirtan Yagya, the Lord, whose complexion is not black, and who is always chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and is accompanied by his associate, Sangapanga Saparsadam, Jagai Sankirtanai Prayai Jajanti Hitanina. So, in this Krishna consciousness moment, everything is being performed according to the scriptural injunction. It is not that we are manufacturing something. Jatasu Gidimu Siddhya Bhattati Kamaka Na Siddhim Savarnu Na Sukhamna Parangas. So our initiation, our accepting a disciple as Brahmin, they are all strictly according to Vedic injunctions. In this Kali Yuga, there is no Vedic Dikha, because Vedic Dikha depends on the person being sanctified Brahmin. A sanctified Brahmin means that before his birth, the Karnadhan Samskar is observed. If it is not observed, then he immediately falls down to the category of Shudra. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. But there is Pancharasriki Vidhi given by Narada, who says that one should be accepted in the category of Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra according to symptoms. Jasahi jat phalavata, jasahi jat lakhanamsa, varnadhi vanjatam, yadi annatrati vishteta tatse naiva vinidhise. There are symptoms of Brahminical qualification. There are symptoms of Kshatri qualification. If these symptoms are observed in a different place, namely, if the Brahminical qualification is observed in the person of the Shudra, then that Shudra should not be called a Shudra. He should be accepted as God. Similarly, if the Shudra qualification is observed in the family of a Brahmin, then that person should be accepted as Shudra. This is the definition given by Narad Muni while he was speaking about Varnashram Dharma to Kara Yudhishthira. So, this Krishna consciousness moment, the initiation ceremony, the marriage ceremony, the sacred phrase ceremony, whatever we observe, they are strictly according to the past. That is our point. So, for spiritual progress of life, it is necessary that all kinds of sinful activities must be stopped without being free from contamination of sinful life. Nobody can make progress in spiritual life. Therefore, we strictly observe these four principles to avoid the sinful life. One of them is avoid or sri-sangha. Therefore, marriage is necessary. The next